For the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Strophy's running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and of course, listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. You know, I want to know which storyline the Packers need to rewrite this season. And I'd love that on the poll, Strophy. I'll give you some options here. What storyline do the Packers need to rewrite this season? Is it beating good teams? Is it J-Love being consistent through a whole season? Is it winning the division? Or other? Is there anything else that I'm missing?
Some with that D-line. I mean,
yeah,
maybe.
Pass rush.
Those other ones feel
much
bigger than the
pass rush.
Yeah, but
like, it's hard to rewrite something with something that you, like, it's like using the same thing you already had, you know?
Maybe it's other.
Yeah, probably other. Boy, I mean, especially when you write these out, my takeaway is this team's got a ways to go, you know?
Not necessarily.
I mean, beat good teams, Jay Love consistent, win the division. Like, those are things that they've not done yet, and they still need to do. It feels like it's been a while since they've done any of those.
Like, would you rather take Jay Love being consistent over winning the division if it means you still are a playoff team?
I would rather take Jay Love being consistent. Well, it's a number of reasons. One, because if he's being consistent, nobody expects he's going to be the second half of 2023 again. But if he is consistent, if he's good, if he's somewhere in that top eight type quarterback and he's not making terribly bad decisions, maybe you beat good teams and maybe you win the division. But even more so, it's reflective of the future for the Green Bay Packers. We all believe Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback. But we don't know if he can consistently be a top guy to actually make the Packers Super Bowl contenders. So if I know that I can get that out of Jordan Love and I don't have to worry about him going forward, that is one major piece, the biggest piece of the team building puzzle that I can say, okay, everything else might change, but we got Jordan Love. Same thing with Favre, same thing with Rodgers. Everything else changed around him, but they remained contenders because the quarterbacks remained good to great.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's important to everybody that Jordan Love becomes a more consistent quarterback, that he finally starts living up to the expectations that was bestowed upon him by what he did the last eight games of the season back in 2023. So I'm right there with you, Brad, in believing that Jordan Love needs to become more consistent. That needs to be a storyline that we're not talking about anymore. But the thing that will be most impactful for the Green Bay Packers, if they change the narrative on it, change the storyline, is beating good football teams. Because winning the division, yes, I want to win the NFC North, but when the Green Bay Packers have a tough schedule the way they do this year, we've talked about it extensively over the last 7 days about how the Green Bay Packers have a very tough schedule ahead. But the Green Bay Packers start beating good football teams, what that means is this football team has more confidence playing good football teams. We all knew going in that game against the Eagles, based off the way that the Packers performed last season, they weren't going to beat the Eagles. Nobody felt confident about beating the Philadelphia Eagles. They were just too good of a football team, and the Packers had done absolutely nothing throughout the regular season to give us any type of evidence to prove to us that they can beat, right? Not compete. Not come back against, but defeat and beat good football teams. They were 0-6 last year against the top three teams in the NFC. So when I look at this season for the Green Bay Packers to get to where we want them to get to, they have to prove to us that they can beat the Detroit Lions football team, right? It's not just, oh, we beat them on Thanksgiving Day a couple years. No, they not only played with them, but they can beat them. When we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, they can beat the Philadelphia Eagles. They can beat the Baltimore Ravens. When we look at these football games, if the Packers can prove to themselves that they can not only play with the best of them, but they can beat the best of them, that puts them in a great position during the playoffs to go on and have more success. When they played the 49ers 2 years ago in the playoffs, we were hoping that the Packers could be a really good football team and organization in the San Francisco 49ers. I want to get back to the mentality that the Green Bay Packers are the hunted and not hunting. And so for us to get back to that hunted mentality, you got to beat good football teams.
Since 2002, I mean, you can go back a little further. Since 1995, the Packers won the division three straight years. Then 4-year drought. Then they win it 3 straight times. They win it twice. They win it. They don't win it twice. They win it once, and then a 3-year drought. Then win it 4 straight times. Lose it once. Lose it twice. Win it 3 straight times. So I don't. This is starting to become a theme where when I look at the other winners in previous years, it was like, all right, the Bears went on a run 05, 06. The Vikings went on a run 08, 09. Then it was the Vikings in 2022 and the Lions. So this is like a longer stretch of the last 20 years that you have more competition, other players consistently winning the NFC North. Yeah. And if Detroit wins again, they're flipping the colors on this page of just like now purple and blue and a lot of blue and not enough yellow. That's the thing that stands out to me most is like, sure, if they didn't win the division, they came back and it was like, oh, wow, they went 15-1. They went 12-4. Like they just continuously came back after probably finishing second, or it was a year Aaron Rodgers got hurt. They're reaching a point now where they were third last year. They were 8-9 when they didn't make the playoffs in 2022. They obviously had to go on a run to be 9-8 to make the playoffs the year prior.
Have we been third place 3 years in a row? Because the Vikings in 2020. Oh, the Vikings struggled in 2023.
Second
because
in
they lost Kirk Cousins. Yes, that's right. They struggled down the road.
The point being is they like. This last year, they were favored ahead of the Vikings and the Bears, and they finished below the Vikings and the Lions, right? You're second in the odds behind the Lions. So to me, it's winning the division. It's winning the division, man. Winning the division means that you're putting yourself in a better position to succeed in the playoffs. And if it's about winning championships, it's about the team. And you could make an argument against me that, all right, it's not about the division. It's about Jordan Love playing at a high level. Because if we see what he did in 2023, if he plays at a high level, it doesn't matter who they play, he's good enough. But I feel like I can't put my chips in the Jordan Love basket as being the guy to take them all the way because he hasn't shown me that consistency yet. So if it means that they win the division, it's not just solely because of Jordan Love. It means that the way that they're able to utilize Josh Jacobs and Matt LaFleur with all these different options of the receiver room that he can hopefully work with Matthew Golden and Jaden Reed in his third year, Tucker Kraft emerging, offensive line solid. If they could just be a solid offense with a top-10 defense with Jeff Hafley and they grind their way in this schedule to winning the division and Jordan Love isn't the star of that, I'm okay with that because they need to have some pride in getting themselves a better opportunity in the playoffs. Because if Jordan Love is consistent, but they don't win games, and they're in the same spot that they were of just like a 7-6 seed, it doesn't matter. You're not moving the team forward.
And Jordan Love playing at a consistent, I think that will equate to victories for the Green Bay Packers, but I don't think it equates to everybody around him being much better, right? It doesn't mean that the guys are going to stop dropping passes. It doesn't mean that the defensive line is going to get a pass rush. That's why I'm with Ben on winning the division, but more so beating good teams. That takes a full team effort. Winning a division takes a full team effort, but beating really good football teams, that takes a true full team effort, which shows to you that on the offensive side of the football and the defensive side of football, you got guys who are coming together as a unit and as a whole and winning football games against great competition.
Yeah, and you know we're all sort of talking toward the same point, and I think Jordan Love is a huge component of beating good teams and winning the division. But going back to Ben's with winning the division, as another aspect of his argument, you know, winning the division during the Favre and Rodgers era, it didn't feel like much. One, it felt like you were doing it all the time. And two, I feel like the division is as good as it's ever been. You know, maybe not, you know, that you had during Favre's time, you did have like, you know, Randy Moss in the Vikings. You did have Bears that went to the Super Bowl 1 year. You had Adrian Peterson Vikings. So you did have quality opponents that kind of came and went. But right now, I mean, the worst team in the division is still like a playoff borderline team in the Bears and the Vikings. The Vikings were double-digit teams last year, wins last year, and the Lions are among the best teams in the NFL. So winning the division means more because it's a harder gauntlet. And even, too, when I was thinking about when I won the division, whether it was on my team won the division, I didn't win the division. When it was the Carolina Panthers, we won it 3 times. And then with the Jags, we won it once. When you win the division, not only do you get the playoff game, and likely you're a higher seed. But there's something about winning something together, right? If you're a wild card, you haven't won anything. You don't get the NFC North hats, the t-shirts, whatever it is. It feels like you can stake a claim on the season. You can use that momentum and roll it forward into the postseason. We entered the postseason with confidence, more so than I think teams that were wild card entered with confidence, because it felt like you had already reached one summit of the mountain. When you were doing a wild card, it feels like you were still scrapping. Now, that can work if you have a certain fabric of your team, but when you win your division, you sort of feel like, okay, one check mark done. We've made progress. We're getting closer. One summit has been reached. So I think there's something emotionally and morally, like morale-like, when it comes to winning the division and then what that means to propel you forward into the playoffs.
Brad in Whitewater, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
All right, now, you dub dub or Whippets, baby.
And a good name.
Oh, what storyline do you want to see fixed?
B-Rad?
Jordan Love. Jordan Love's got to have a great year. If he does, he balls out. I mean, we got Golden now. I'm hearing a lot of hype, and I'm feeling real good. I watched a lot of YouTube videos this morning. Aaron Rodgers, the bad man, and I feel good about this year, boys, to be honest.
I like it, Brad. I like it.
That's optimism. I mean, J-Love has shown what he can do, and to the argument of J-Love consistency, when J-Love was consistent, the team elevated for that argument.
I'll say this, too. When Rodgers was rolling, when Favre was rolling, whenever you see, like, you know, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, when your quarterback is that man, dude, no team is unbeatable. No situation is too low to fall out of. Feel like you're in every game. You feel like you are fearsome to other opponents. When you have that man that is your quarterback, dude, anything and everything is on the table.
I got a nugget. Everyone like a good nugget?
I like nuggets.
Gold nuggets.
Since 1970, 6 wild card teams have won the Super Bowl without winning their division. The Raiders in 1980, the Broncos in 97, the Ravens in 2000, the Steelers in 05, the Packers in 2010, and the Buccaneers in 2020. So, to Brad's point, winning that division and doing something as a team helps you feel like you can accomplish more, because if you get in the wild card, it's a tougher route, and it's even tougher now with 7 teams, and you're playing the number 2 seed right away on the road.
And wait a minute. Can you go through those teams again?
The Raiders in 80. The Broncos in 97.
Okay, the Broncos in 97, Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep.
The Ravens obviously did not have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But they had a Hall of Fame defense.
Hall of Fame defense. Steelers 05.
Hall of Fame quarterback, Roethlisberger.
And then Rodgers and Brady.
Yeah. Either it's going to be an elite Hall of Fame quarterback, or it has to be a team thing. And Jordan Love, so listen, all 3 of these are something that are very important for the Green Bay Packers to be able to turn it around and actually be in the direction we want them to go in. So if Jordan Love is the answer, then Jordan Love needs to play like not just a very good quarterback. Hell, not an elite quarterback. He needs to be gold jacket ability playing on that.
If we're
going to
talk about the Green Bay Packers moving forward, winning a Super Bowl, winning the division has to be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
There's evidence behind it. I'm sticking with that forever now.
No, I agree with that, because quite honest, they need to win something. They need to.
And anytime anybody calls in and says, well, they did it as a wild card team in 2010, I will cite all the other teams and ask, what do those teams have in common versus the Green Bay Packers that are a wild card team heading to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, that's 12%. And of those 12% teams, all-time great defense, all-time great quarterbacks. How about that?
How about that? Brad, you were dressed up to the nines today. What were
you know
doing?
What? I was dressed
before
up.
Before you go, come out. You were dressed up. Do you have a polo on top of a polo right now?
I do. I dressed up in a polo because I saw my friends at QC Kinetics. I put my Weed Man polo on top of it. But I want to tell you about QC Kinetics, because I went to the Greenfield location today, and boy, oh boy, I am just reminded of all the lives that are being changed by it. I mean, with the healthcare the way it is, you have to. It's not optional. You have to get multiple different opinions, especially if you're experiencing joint pain, whether it be your back, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, whatever it is. If you're experiencing chronic tendonitis, arthritis. Those are some of the classic patients that QC Kinetics has helped give a pain-free existence to. I mean, the stuff that they use is cutting edge. It's next level. It's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. They're able to take those the blood within you, the healing properties that already exist in you, able to create it into PRP, plasma-rich platelets, and they're able to put it back in your body for recovery and stem cells to be able to grow it to be able to have future mobility and a pain-free life. There are so many reasons to go to QC Kinetics, and the consultation is completely free. That's right. There is no pressure. They're going to diagnose you, use an ultrasound. You're going to get a deep understanding of what's going on in your joints, and there's absolutely no pressure. It's going to be informative more than anything. But guess what? Most people that go there, they see the light, and they say, when can I start? You can start at QC Kinetics by calling them for your free consultation at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Giannis allegedly is meeting with the Milwaukee Bucks this week for their future. I need your sales pitch. What's your sales pitch? You are John Horst. Everyone put on your John Horst hat. What is your sales pitch to Giannis Antetokounmpo? And it's not take him to Carnivore Strofe.
Sell me this pen.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
For some reason, Alex Strofe thinks that John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks ownership is going to meet with Giannis at a steakhouse and wine and dine him.
How you been, Giannis? You like Cabernet?
I don't think Giannis is much of a drinker.
Body's a temple guy?
Yes. Have you listened to the analysis show? The man takes care of himself.
You should say give him smoothies. He loves smoothies.
He does love smoothies.
The smoothies his heart desires.
Bring him to Orange Julius.
So now you're trying to bribe him
Orange Julius.
It's not bribe. He's under contract. It's like your boss buying you a drink.
He is under contract. I don't know, man. I don't want him to go. Nobody wants him to go. I'm not saying he's going to go. But the reasons for him to go, if his goal is to win a championship, seem to outweigh the reasons to stay. That doesn't mean he's not going to stay. But if you were Giannis's family or best friend, and he asked you your opinion, should I stay or should I go?
Oof. If I was Giannis' friend, I'll be honest. I love Milwaukee, but I would look at what's on the horizon for the Milwaukee Bucks. I would look at the Eastern Conference. I would look at the young teams that are emerging, and I would have to have a conversation as he's having with the Milwaukee Bucks. But as things stand today, as a Milwaukee Bucks fan, if I take off my fandom cap, my Milwaukee Bucks, I have my Bucks hoodie on today, right? Because I love my championship hoodie. But logically, not as a Bucks fan, Giannis' greatest opportunity to win a championship in the next 2 years is not with the Milwaukee Bucks. Nobody can sit here and tell Giannis. The Bucks can't sit in a room if they're meeting today. They should not be saying, hey, Giannis, we really believe with you next year, with you, we can win a championship. No, we can try to compete for championships, but you're not going to be a front runner. There isn't anybody that's going to be betting on the Bucks to win the championship next year unless they're trying to make a whole lot of money because the Bucks' odds are going to be very far. And so realistically, if Giannis wants to win a championship, the easiest route to a championship will not be through Milwaukee at this moment going into the 2025-2026 season. That's just facts.
But
that's not how he's wired.
But
I keep coming back to how will he receive the information? Like, if you say that, it might actually be a good thing because it'd be like, I'll prove you wrong.
Well, when it comes to Giannis and like any major decision, it all comes in the context of what are the other options, right? It's not just, should I do this? It's, well, what are the other options? And if you say the other options, the Bucks, look, they're not going to trade him to the East, right? I mean, they're going to do everything they can to do that. And as you hear from the national media, there's only a few teams that have the actual assets to pull off a trade of this magnitude. It sounds like it's San Antonio and Houston, right? In order to have the trade go in where there's somewhat of similar value, those rosters are going to get gutted, absolutely gutted, just to bring Giannis there. Plus, the West is harder. So if you're going to look at a two-year time frame, I don't think either one of those two teams are in a better spot.
I like this, Brad.
Are in a better spot than the Milwaukee Bucks to actually make some noise in the NBA. So here's my pitch to Giannis. Put some thought into this. Giannis, you're going to be a free agent in 2 years. We're not going to force you to sign anything. Next offseason or any offseason until you're a free agent, we won't make you sign anything. Let us prove to you over the next 2 seasons that we can position ourselves at that point to be a contender. If you don't see it then you can go ahead and go to free agency. And for Giannis, he's going to look at that and say, that's better for me too, because I don't have to go to a team and gut all their assets just to go there. If he wants to win a championship. If he wants to win
a championship. Is this like a goodbye song? Okay.
Wants to win a championship.
You did that one time.
He has two options, in my opinion. He waits until free agency, and he can waltz onto a team that is ready to be a contender, and they don't have to give up anything for him. Just sign him to a new contract. Or you wait it out with the Bucks, and in 2 years, let's see if John Horst can pull a rabbit out of his hat, little trick up his sleeve, and maybe he'll say, you know what? This team is ready to contend.
Okay, if this does not work, we get put out in the first round again and again, So he walks, then what, Brad? John Horst is out of a job?
Then you will at least kept him around for as long as possible.
So wait a minute.
Or he leaves.
I thought you were fine dying with him.
Yeah, leaves.
I'm fine dying with him. But him walking 2 years from now, that ain't dying with him.
But
that's me dying alone and unhappy.
Kevin Durant on Twitter had said something very interesting. He commented about what it would take to get Giannis. He said 4 or 5 starters and 1 million picks.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
And so that's what I like, is the idea of, if you're going to be traded somewhere, we're going to get so much that it's going to hurt the place you're going. And if you're going to the West, it's an even harder path to win a championship when we're taking all the pieces that would help you win a championship away from you.
Because right now, you're not concerned about 2 years from now. You're trying to buy time with Giannis. I think Giannis will listen to that, and he'll say, you know what? That's a good point. There's really no scenario over the next 2 years where I can realistically win a championship. I'm better off staying with the Bucks, giving them a chance, letting them see if they can build a championship-ready team, I'll go to free agency.
The West is loaded, but you're seeing a lot of young talent. Your team guy, if you don't think that Anthony Edwards, he can compete with Anthony Edwards, say Gilgeous Alexander, you don't think he can compete with, you know, Nikola Jokic, you don't think he can compete with these guys?
It's not those guys specifically.
It's the teams around him. And I think Giannis is talented enough as a number one to drag a team like the Houston Rockets, who were the 2 seed in the West this past year.
But all the pieces that are around the Rockets would become Bucks if you trade him.
No, you're only, at least going to get at least a couple starters.
You're getting 4 of the 5 starters.
That's not real. He
probably
said,
at least two.
If Mikal Bridges can get 5
first-round picks and starters.
You can get 5 first-round picks and a couple
picks versus established veterans is different. That's why it's hard. That's why they didn't get established veterans in that trade. And so when I think about this, when you're talking to Giannis, you just need to tell Giannis, listen, this next season, we're going to do everything we can to build around you. We can, but we're going to be honest, because y'all know me, I'm going to get a whole PowerPoint presentation, we're going to have numbers, we're going to talk about free agents that we're going to try to target, guys who we want Giannis to whisper some sweet nothings in their ear to try to recruit to Milwaukee. I'm going to say, listen, Giannis, in 2025 it's going to be rough because we do not have Dame, but we're going to start laying the groundwork and the framework in order for this team to pop again in 2026. So we need you just to be patient, but we also are going to put everything behind you that we can so you can try to make a miracle run to the NBA Finals. It may not happen. We're going to show you what we're going to do this year. We're going to put this team behind you as much as possible. But then on top of that, off the court, we're going to elevate you off the court. You know, the Deer District is nice. You got that shop there. You got a restaurant, a Vili. How about having, you know, another little restaurant in the Deer District somewhere? Or maybe, you know, ownership in something else around Milwaukee. Maybe an ownership in the Bucks when you retire one day. But trying to offer him some more things to let him know that Milwaukee loves him. The Bucks organization loves him. And this city, yeah, you dominate on a basketball court, but also you're going to dominate the city as well. There's going to be Antetokounmpo's clubs.
Yeah.
Almost said something else. It's a different type of clubs.
Gentlemen, let's not be honest,
Brad. I'm going to Vegas, so you know, I'm with my mind's at the clubs.
Oh, really?
Yanni, I'm going to Avili this Saturday to support you, only if you stay. Leroy in Milwaukee, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text Line. What's up, Leroy?
What's up, family, y'all? Kyle Norman, I agree with everything you guys saying. Ben, Russ, you know I love you. forever. But it's, I got a funny feeling, you guys, and I feel it in my heart. Houston, this is my home.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is my city. We did it. Remember him saying it. We did it.
Did it, Chris.
He'll forever, we love him. I forever love Giannis Antetokounmpo. Forever.
Yeah.
Leroy, I thought you were going the other direction. I love it. I love the excitement.
This is the Leroy I like to hear, because the last two times you called in, Leroy, man, you were somber, sad, and heartbroken.
Send a wellness check.
Yeah,
I thought
man.
He was somber to start off, too, but he said, I feel it deep inside that he's coming back.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what a spin zone.
But overall today, KBA Nation, we do not understate this whatsoever. I know we hate hearing all the noise, right? I know we all hate hearing about Giannis being in the news, and Giannis is clearly agitated by it as well, as he is now. He has responded to things. He's doing all this other stuff that is out of character. So what we do know is he probably does not like all this stuff happening. But what we will find out today is whether or not the Milwaukee Bucks have a plan. Because by next week, when we come back from KBN having Memorial Day weekend, where we get to celebrate, you know, the military and those who, you know, gave their lives, we'll know next week whether or not Giannis is going to be staying, because there's going to be a little bit more chirping and reports that are going to come out, or here are the teams and the Bucks promised to do this. There's going to be reports. So we're going to not have a resolution next week, but we're going to have a little bit better finger on the pulse of what direction Giannis is going to be going. Will Giannis be staying with the Milwaukee Bucks for the next two seasons, or will Giannis be getting traded? We will know more come next week.
We'll also know more about UWD right now from Kyle.
Yeah, UWD, I'm just telling y'all this right now. If you are thinking about making some upgrades and you're thinking about upgrading the windows in your home, I have the perfect place for you to work with, and that is Universal Windows Direct. I told y'all, when Jamie Shea came to my house, he did the free in-home consultation. He showed us the different options that we have for windows. He didn't try to upsell us. He didn't try to make more money. All he did is say, hey, what are you looking at? Where are you looking to get your windows done? Okay, yep, I can see that here. I have the perfect product for you, and showed us all the different details of it. So what I'm saying is this: if you're thinking about upgrading, go ahead, call multiple companies, but make sure when you make that one call, make sure that one call is to UWD, and I promise you, you will love it. So the great thing about Universal Windows Direct is they give you 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows, and you never have to pay a single penny for an entire year. Yes, 0% interest for 12 whole months when you work with Universal Windows Direct. Why wait? Call them today at 414-410-4000. That's 414-410-4000, or visit them at universalwindowsdirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. For the last windows that you'll ever need, go to UWD.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Quickly, we go to John in Milwaukee on the Carbless Talking Text Line. You're up, John.
Gentlemen.
Yo.
We there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? It's 45 and it hasn't been doing anything but raining for 2 days, but I feel okay because I'm talking to you guys. And here's my take. You know, if you guys watch the Giannis documentary, Jim Paschke talks about how Giannis has a sense of honor and personal and loyalty more than maybe anybody Paschke's ever known in his life. And I take that with a lot of gravity. So I believe strongly that Giannis isn't going anywhere because of his sense of loyalty and honor.
It is a big part of who he is, and it is a, believe it or not, loyalty is a big part of this conversation and the legacy around Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
and he will feel that gravity that he mentioned when making that decision.
Also, in my PowerPoint presentation I will have, or whatever presentations people use nowadays, you know what I'll have? Is I'll have a statue of Giannis.
Ooh.
He'll be able to see it. His legacy.
He's going
to
get
that
no matter what.
Well, it's different when you put it in somebody's face.
Oh, you're saying you get
here's an idea.
Oh, a statue while he's playing.
Statue while he's playing.
Let's just retire his jersey already. Opening night next year.
Oh.
Giannis retirement jersey.
Are we starting to get a little desperate?
Yep. Sure am.
I'm
not running from that desperation.
Please stay.
Please. Also, really quickly. With UWD, I gave y'all the wrong phone number. I gave y'all the phone number to Cardinal Stritch. They don't exist anymore. The phone number is this, 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Y'all know I got some problems sometimes, but visit UWD.com. And like me, I'm telling y'all, you'll be saying, I love my Universal Windows Direct.
More next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I'm Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever. Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
I mean, it's nice. That's nice. Snicker.
That's pretty good.
Antetokounmpo,
our guy Leroy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
It does get better every time.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
Earlier.
Not come on, that's today. Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I think you like Brad, during Hear Brad Out earlier today, we're very proud of your work, and no matter what anyone said, you were going to be proud regardless.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
When we get news later this summer that Giannis isn't going anywhere, imagine how many times I'm going to hit this button.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
It's getting
better. Quite the snicker.
I don't know why Kyle doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah, what do you got against Leroy and
no,
his laugh?
No, it's good. It's good.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Let's compare. I only have a few listeners on my hotkey sheet. Let's compare Tyrone and Leroy. Here's Tyrone. That's Tyrone. Here's Leroy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, forever.
They've got like a different tenor, right? I mean,
what about Diana? Isn't she on there?
Yeah, somewhere.
Come on, Strofe. You gotta know imagine. your producer.
Like a legend. You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Forever.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Is she talking to Homer? Was she talking to Homer?
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
Home Slice. Home Slice. I usually see Home Slice sitting out there. I think he's ducking the smoke. Yeah.
He's scared.
Homer doesn't duck anything.
I don't know. Usually Home Slice is out there hanging out.
He's usually in here by now.
Yeah, he is.
He might walk through any second. But right now, let's hear why we're talking about Homer, because yesterday on the Homer Hour, John Anderson, this is what he said.
Unprecedented, you're right. I don't think you'd ever be considered a superstar if this keeps up. Less than 50 games into his first year.
I would trade him.
And my guess is why maybe a lot of people aren't talking about that. It's nice of you to shine a light on that. I bet the Brewers are working on that issue with him.
Oh, of course they are. Because if he doesn't get better, you got to trade him. He's not worth the money you're paying him, right?
We're not discussing trading him for another several years.
You're right, Brad. John Anderson was very caught off guard. They were discussing shining light on him not being able to produce walks. I think he's got like 4 walks and like 200 at bats or something. Like he's swinging and hacking away as a 21-year-old, as one should, as they learn their way through the MLB as a young stud. And and Homer's talking about, you're paying him too much? What do you mean you're paying him too much? He's the best contract in the MLB right now.
John was going on talking, and Homer said trade him, and John just kept going. And then Homer said trade him again, and then again, John just kept, I think
well,
John
he said,
was like,
right? Question mark, right?
Yeah, I think John could, like, I think his brain was like, no. I must have heard wrong.
If he doesn't get better, you got to trade him. It's not worth the money you're paying him.
No.
What did I say? I told you he's going to walk in the door and he's saying, you guys worry about the stupidest things.
I wasn't worried. I wasn't. I did say he might be ducking.
If he doesn't get better, you got to trade him. It's not worth the money you're paying him.
If he doesn't get better, you got to trade him.
Homer is avoiding the smoke.
Homer avoiding the smoke. Oh.
I told you he doesn't avoid smoke.
He'll just say thanks he does on Twitter.
Homer, usually Homer is on social media.
Well,
he's
coming up next. Let's just get to him right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Homer joins us next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I will give him
either
that.
Crush him
that.
Or suck at him.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. With Wildy and Tausch, you won't miss an app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Job went to the basket.
Oh, wow.
Dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that. that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle, Brust, and Nordman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over two from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
If he doesn't get better, you got to trade him. He's not worth the money you're paying him.
We're not discussing trading him for another several years.
You watch your mouth, old man.
Homer. This might be the dumbest thing that he has to have said.
We'll see if he agrees with what Kyle said. The man is here. He is Homer. Homer, what's going on?
I don't understand the difficulty. You got a major potential, major problem, which would limit any chance of Jackson Chirio to be an all-star or the great player that everybody achieves.
What's
and
the major
sad.
Problem?
Yeah. He never draws a walk.
Can I?
Never. Hold on. Yeah. There's a limit to it's just like, say you had a Packer receiver who drops the ball. Young, great young receiver. That's one thing. If he dropped every pass, what would you say?
Well,
if he dropped every pass,
that's a bad analogy.
No, it isn't. It's a perfect analogy.
That's like we are talking about somebody.
He would never get to the NFL.
What?
He would never get to the NFL.
Well, no, maybe he did other things great. He didn't drop them all then, but now he starts dropping. Jackson Chirio and young players have it to a little degree, but he is walking at a percentage that is so low, you cannot and will never be a star in Major League Baseball with a percentage of walks that is so few. And the fact that people won't talk about it is amazing. Yes, he's young. Yes, young players often don't walk as much. But he was on pace for 12. In 200 plate appearances, he had 4 walks.
For a 21-year-old.
Doesn't matter. I don't care if he's 5.
Homer.
Yes.
He's 21.
We're talking about walks? Yes, we're talking about walks.
Homer, why
this
is
wasn't
this?
What about 2 home runs?
This wasn't invented today.
What about the first 20-20 season or for the youngest player ever?
Again, he's not young. Robin
Yao was young.
So walks
are more important?
When he's you 21. Don't get any. When you get a number that is so low, yes,
Homer,
it becomes of significance.
The kid is dynamite. He's still great right now.
You cannot be dynamite with that few walks.
Yes, you can.
Make it up.
It's not so.
Find a player. Now, you guys aren't around long enough.
Homer,
this is like
but can you, no, Homer, wait a minute. Are you saying that a 21-year-old can't be taught more plate discipline?
I don't know what if he can be
but
taught.
But so why would you cut bait with him now?
I didn't say I'd cut bait with him.
You said trade him.
Okay.
That's what you said.
No one even listened to the damn conversation to know in the context. That I said it, which would seem to be important. But the premise is this. If the Brewers, who I believe totally in, saw another young player that they like that maybe isn't as highly touted, if they have the same concern that I do, then yes, you would trade him. And I would suggest they trade him. I don't believe they believe that. I think they believe they could work it out. Now, last year, he didn't draw any walks either.
He
then in September.
On
hold on. Yes. Yep. In September, he drew 11. And I'm sure they thought that resolved it.
But the thing is, Homer.
Wait.
So, did his turnaround happen in September last year, or did his turnaround happen way before that?
Turnaround on what?
His season. Last year, he started off a little bit cold, and he got. What do you mean you don't care?
Guess what I said.
He was tearing it up.
When you draw that few walks, you cannot be a star. Period.
But he's 21 years old.
The most important thing that he plays in every night.
Homer, was he a star in the playoffs? Who was the best player on the Brewers roster last year in the playoffs? What are you shaking your head for? Who was the best player last year in the playoffs?
Who
was the star last year?
Whatever.
Okay, but so what are you saying?
Homer, if he was
28, 29 years old and he's been in the Major League Baseball for 8 seasons, then maybe that's who he is. But when you're talking about a guy that literally is in he is at the start of his second season.
Yeah.
The start of his second season.
Yes.
And you're already saying, well, they should think about trading. We can't change it.
They should
think about firing the hitting coach. They can't change it.
What about this? The correct analogy here is that Giannis can't shoot free throws, but he's a star, so you deal with it. It's one portion of the game. It's not the major portion of his game.
Again, what if Giannis shot 20?
Tony Cardahane.
Tony's wrong as well. What if Giannis shot 25%? The issue isn't
it.
What?
It'd be worth it.
Even at 25%.
Yes. All of Giannis
shot 25%.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, you find any great player in the history of basketball that's been good at 25%. There'd be zero. Why is that?
But Giannis is a freak, like Jackson Chirio is a freak.
No, Chirio is not a freak.
If there's deficiencies in their game, one, you hope they improve, and two, you emphasize the other.
Homer, do you realize that Shaq had like a 50-something career free throw
shooting?
That
wasn't 25%.
But why is 25% the number?
Because that makes you emphasize the degree that Chirio is
Homer.
And not drawing walks.
But even if he's not drawing walks and he's getting hits, then why the hell does it matter? If he's getting on base, which is on base percentage, got to get better. But if he's getting hits, why does it matter?
Again, it will matter because players that draw the walks at the level that he's at, as they go through a career, unless they get better, they don't have.
But Homer,
but should
21.
He get better?
Don't you think that maybe he'll never be amazing at drawing walks? Right. But you think he can be like somewhere between average to below average?
Maybe.
And
but the point
there,
is,
then he's
you need to be aware, as everybody does clearly, that this is an issue.
At age 21.
Yes, it's an issue at 21. Saying,
at age
most
21 right now.
21-year-olds in the minor leagues.
At age 21, his career OPS, which is your average on-base percentage and slugging percentage combined, is 760.
Correct.
That's 760 at age 21, above league average, as a 21-year-old on a great contract for the Milwaukee Brewers to build upon his foundation. And you're saying you're willing? What's the mark of demarcation? Yeah. Where you're like, at this point in his career, if the walks aren't at X or his on base percentage isn't at Y, then you got to think about doing it.
Again, if it stays where it's at this year, yes.
So you're saying this is his last year?
No. Again, I'll repeat it because apparently nobody has interest. If the Brewers have the same concern that I do, and I don't know they were, and there was another young player touted as he's touted, right? Or maybe not as touted, I would trade.
Yeah,
sure, there are. They're not the only ones that have done this. There are other very good young players
Homer,
who were drafted.
Homer, you're talking about maybe each year, maybe two, three players. Last year, the Jacksons came up. Holiday,
well, are there other players that are highly touted that they haven't signed that contract? Yes, I would. If they would consider and realizing this is a concern, to move him for another young player, yes.
No, this is
but
this
they
is
just don't make him like Jackson Chury.
Yes, they do. If he doesn't draw more walks than the level he's at, his name is Sean Dunstan, who was the first player taken in the Major League Baseball draft by the Chicago Cubs years ago and had this problem his whole career.
So, Homer, what's worse,
limited
strikeouts or not drawing walks? Because there's a lot of guys that made a career out of striking out and hitting a lot of home runs.
At the level that he's drawing walks, that is a significantly greater concern.
Jose Hernandez, didn't he like lead the league in
strikeouts? You just asked me and I said this is worse than strikeouts, and then you bring up strikeouts again. I just told you this is worse than 200 strikeouts.
But strikeouts mean I got out. Base on balls means that I did not automatically get not automatically. I didn't work the count to get on base.
Well, it will limit also your on-base percentage dramatically, which is a very weak part of his game.
I don't know. A kid at the age of 20 last year having 21 home runs, 79 RBIs, 80 runs, 29
just
doubles,
like last,
four triples. I mean, that's
I understand.
Pretty talented.
It is very talented.
Stole 22 bases.
Again, very talented. You
so
need to be aware of this concern. It's a legitimate concern about
this
how
early.
Good he can
how,
be.
How long
yes.
do you give him? He has to figure this out to be at least.
Well, I won't argue
when?
with Anderson that, you know, you
1 year?
A couple more years. A
couple years?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a long time.
But
though.
My premise was.
So you're
was,
just putting this out early. You're
yes,
early adopter.
Yes, because it's an issue that no one wants to mention, and it shocks me.
But shouldn't there be flaws in the game of a 21-year-old? I mean, he's not Aaron Judge, who's 33, and has seen thousands
Again,
and thousands.
Again, there's
they're
range
not a comp,
of those errors. This range is scary. Now, he did better last year, and I'm sure at the end of the year when they had 11 walks. But this is scary.
We're five games into the 17-game MLB season of NFL schedule.
You're talking my language, Ben.
Where he, in plate appearances, he's at about a third for the year.
Okay.
That is true.
Right.
Mm. Strofe, by the way, you didn't stop me. It's line of demarcation, not mark.
I believe mark of demarcation also works.
I know, but it's the line of demarcation.
That's correct.
I don't know. Thank you. Whoever got me on that one, Matt and Racine.
So you don't want to walk back any of it? You want any qualifiers?
No,
qualifiers?
I'm happy that people think I'm stupid if they are actually exploring what I'm bringing up.
But it seems so like, that it seems when like they you're watch, assuming he's not
when
you're,
what I want is at a game, when he draws a walk, I want a standing ovation. That's what I want at Miller Park.
So how many walks do you want him to draw in a season?
I would say the low should be, what do you have last year?
39.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Homer,
yeah.
Quick question for
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you saying last year suffice, but this year doesn't? In May?
Okay, Kyle gives up.
What? So you're saying last year was okay, but
because
the start he, of the season,
because he had 11
months.
At the end of the year. Yes. Wait, this is horrific.
Homer, what if he gets better this year? I'll take it back.
Yes, then I'll say he made the adjustment.
Oh,
but you, no one here is even aware that this problem exists.
It's May. It's been less than 50 games,
again,
Homer.
Again.
We're aware. We're aware.
Yes, now you're aware.
He walked last night.
Yes, he did. They should have been a standing ovation last night at the game.
The Homer Hour in 2 minutes.